In today's Mishnah, we're on the third and fourth Mishnah from the fifth Perek Masech Banazir. Mishnah begins, Mishnah Dam Banazir V'Nishal HaChacham. Here we're an individual who took upon himself to become a Nazir. However, he's not sure whether he termed it correctly. So he's not sure whether he's actually indeed a Nazir. And during the time, he began to drink wine and wasn't observing the prohibitions of being a Nazir. And went to the Chacham, V'Nishal HaChacham, V'Asaro, and the Chacham said, actually, you are a Nazir. Mishnah says, Mone Misha Shenadar. So we have two different explanations here that are brought. The Batanura explains that what it means is we don't apply a knas, we don't apply a fine on this individual, the fact that he behaved already from the beginning like he wasn't a Nazir, he was drinking wine, but rather we say that's fine, now that you've worked out you're a Nazir, because it was a Safik initially, we simply, the term is that you have to observe is from the time you made that initial neder. How it's interesting, Kati brings a different opinion. He says, actually, no, he's effectively punished. There's a fine applied to that individual for drinking wine during that period where he wasn't sure he was a Nazir, and he would have to observe the full term of his Nazirut that he accepted himself from the time that the Chacham said, well, actually, you are a Nazir. Let's continue. Nishal Chacham v'tiro. If you went to the Chacham says, well, actually, you're not a Nazir. Mishnah says, Haita lo behema mafreshet. If he already separated some animals for the purpose of his korbanot that he would bring at the end of his term of Nizirut, Mishnah says, Teitze v'tira be'eder. These animals are considered chulin. They have no kedusha whatsoever because he separated them by mistake, meaning he wasn't really a Nazir. So Amar lo beit Hillel lo beit Shammai. Beit Hillel said to Shammai, see, this is a proof. Now you have to remember the debate yesterday we learned regarding Hekdesh Taot. It says, Iyatamodim Bezeshuk, Hekdesh Taot. Don't you see? This is a situation of Hekdesh Taot. He separated animals for korbanot by mistake. And the law here is, Tishtet Tsevet Yerebe Eder. These animals are considered chulin. So therefore, we are correct, Beit Hillel would say, that Hekdesh Taot is not considered Hekdesh. But Shammai doesn't respond directly to that question. And Kati cites, explains he doesn't really need to, because this situation is different. Because he wasn't considered a Nazir at all, he didn't have the capacity to actually make these Korban or Korban Nazir. So it's not really a Hekdesh Taot situation. Instead, what Bamru Lahem Beit Hishamai Beit Shelo actually come back on the counter offensive and bring a different case. They say, Iyatam Modim Bemisha Ta'a. Don't you agree with a different case? This is a case of Masa Behema where the tenth of every animal that's Zohar Tachat Hashevet. We learned about this back and Sederzraim together, that the tenth animal has to be brought as a korban. What happens if someone makes a mistake? The karal chi'i asiri. If he's counting the ninth animal, he refers to being the tenth. Or ul asiri chishi, we call the tenth animal, the real tenth animal that came along, he numbered the ninth. Ul achanasar asiri, and the 11th, he numbered as the tenth. In all these situations, we say shehu mekudash, that all animals consider kadosh. Ah, isn't this hektish ta'ut? And you see the animals are considered hektish, all have the kedusha of Masa Behema. So therefore, I am correct, or we are correct, I should say, Beit Shammai says. So Amar Lahem Beit Hillel says, no, that case is different. Why? Lo ha-shevet kidsho, the fact that he counted with his staff on those animals, albeit by mistake, that's not makes a kadosh. What's my proof? The proof is, Ma'ilu tavi anichat ha-shevet al-shmi. What if you counted the eighth animal and you said it was the tenth? Or the twelfth animal, al-shnemasa, and you called it the tenth, shemasa klum would have any effect whatsoever? No, it wouldn't. So despite the fact you might see that as being Hekdesh Taot, it's not considered Hekdesh. So why in this case? Rather, it's a gzera takatuv, meaning the Pasuk says, this is a unique case that the ninth or 11th animal can also have the kedusha of Maaser Behema. And that is because the Torah says, B'chol Maaser Baka V'tzon Kol Asher Yitavah Tachat HaShavet, HaAsiri Yiyeh Kodesh. The Chachamim understand from these extra words used in the Pasuk that it comes to include both the ninth and the 11th animal. In other words, the case according to Beit Hillel of Maaser Behema is an exception. Meaning it's a gzeras hakatuv, and it has nothing to do or no bearing on the debate regarding Hekdesh Taot. So both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel deflect the cases. Beit Shammai deflects the case of this person who was a Nazir, and the Chacham said you really weren't. And Beit Hillel is able to deflect the argument brought from Maaser Behema, saying that's a gzeras hakatuv, that's a special law, a unique law by Maaser Behema. Let's learn Mishnah Dalet. Misha Nadar Benazir. If someone accepted upon himself to become a Nazir, and when he did so, he had in mind that he wanted to become a Nazir, and he had these animals in his possession, and he wanted to bring those animals as his korbanot to end his term. And he went to go, came the time, he wanted to go to retrieve them to bring as the korbanot. And he found that they were stolen. And now he regrets becoming a Nazir, because he only wanted to become a Nazir based on bringing those animals. And he comes to the Chacham to matcha the neder, based on that being a petach. Mishnah says, Im ad shalo nignava behemto nazar, if the animals are stolen only after he accepted upon himself to become a Nazir, the Mishnah says, Hare Nazir, then he's still a Nazir, and you wouldn't be able to use the fact that the animals are stolen as a Petach. Why? Because since the animals were stolen after he became a Nazir, or accepted a Nazir, this development would be considered Nolad, meaning this was a development that occurred after the fact, an unforeseen development, and we said that previously, back in Masechta Nedarim, that one cannot use Nolad as a Petach. However, the imisha nignava behem tanezer, if however they were stolen already prior to him becoming a Nazir, then indeed enu Nazir, the Chacham could use this fact as a petach to undo his Nazirut. This was the mistake Nachum Hamadi made when he ruled regarding the Nazirim. Kesha'alu Nazirim in Agola. These were Nazirim that came from the Chutz La'aretz that became a Nazir prior to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And when they came to Eretz Israel to bring their Korbanot, Matzu Beis HaMikdash Charev. They found the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And they went to Nachum Hamadi to undo the Nedarim because they cannot bring Korbanot now. Mishnah says, Amar lahem Nachum Hamadi, Achai says, Ilo mitim din, had you known the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, she Beis HaMikdash Charev, Hayitim Nezirim, would have you ever taken upon this oath? Anru lo, they said, no, lo, absolutely not. Vehitiran Nachum Hamadi, Nachum Hamadi, use that as a petach. However, Keshabao Devar Etzel Chachamim, when the matter came, Chachamim said, that's actually, you can't use that as for all these individuals, as a petach. Why? Amar lo kol shenazar, ad shalu charev Beis HaMikdash, anyone who became a Nazir prior to the destruction, then he would continue to have to be a Nazir because the destruction of Beis HaMikdash would be considered Nolad, meaning a development that could not have been anticipated and therefore cannot be used as a Petach. However, if they became a Nazir Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, then Einu Nazir, you could use that as a Petach. Those in the Mishnah today.